today we're going to be talking about trust, specifically land trust. Are they a scam? Are they legit? How do you set one up? And should you implement a land trust in your life? What's up, family? Welcome back to another episode of Tax-Free Living, where I teach entrepreneurs just like you how to live tax-free. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, so you can make sure you're up to date on all of your tax and business needs. I'm going to be here for you all 2024. I'm taking YouTube to another level, and I would love you all support in helping us reach the people. Now, can I be honest with y'all for a second? I have been asked about trust, specifically land trust, for probably the last year and a half. And I just didn't answer it because I honestly didn't know, right? I didn't know. And I don't like giving advice on things that I'm not familiar with. So because I got the question so much, I invested in a mentor. Shout out to my brother, Edward Verified. He's Edward Collins. He's a lawyer, attorney. I invested in his program because I needed to learn about land trust, right? And now I'm able to speak to you all about land trust. So I make sure I keep learning so that I can keep teaching. So let's talk about it today. So there are only three ways, at least that I know, three main ways to own real estate. You can own your real estate personally, you can own your real estate with an LLC, or you can own your real estate within a trust. Now, owning your real estate personally is something that you should not do, okay? Like, unless you hate money, like unless you hate keeping your money, you should not own your real estate personally. Why? Because two things. One, you have no privacy. Everybody knows that you're the owner. Congratulations, you played yourself, okay? The second reason is not only do they know that you're the owner, if they were to trip and break an ankle or fall on your property, they could sue you personally. You are wide open to litigation by owning a property personally. So I would not recommend you do that. The second way you can own a property is within the LLC. This gives you amazing asset protection because now there is a layer between you and the business, or you and the real estate property, right? And then the third way you can own it is in a trust, which we're gonna talk about today. All right, so specifically when it comes to land trust, a land trust has three parties. The grantor, which is the person that is bequeathing the property into the trust, which is most likely going to be you. Then there is the trustee, who is going to control the property within the trust. This is most likely going to be your lawyer, your attorney, or whoever you hire to set up the trust, right? The third party is going to be the beneficiary, right? Which is the person that's going to benefit from the asset that's in the trust, the person that's going to receive it at whatever state of time that the trust documents say they're going to receive it. So grantor, trustee, beneficiary. All right. So now from a land trust perspective, let's talk about what is a land trust. So there are two main types of trust that I think everybody needs to know about. There's an irrevocable trust and there is a revocable trust. All other trusts fall on one side or the other, all right? Irrevocable trust, meaning once you set this bad boy up, ain't no changing nothing. A revocable trust is like, what they call it in grammar school, like take backs. Like you give somebody something, no, I'll take it back, right? You can revoke a revocable trust whenever you want. You can tear it up and say, hey, it's gone. I'm the beneficiary now. Like all that is null and void. So revocable trusts are less permanent. So where does a land trust fall? A land trust fall under the revocable trust side of things. So the beautiful thing about a land trust is that you can modify it, you can edit it, you can remove it, you can revoke it, you can do whatever you want. What is the point of a land trust? A land trust is a specific type of trust that creates an opportunity for you to remove yourself from public record of ownership of said real estate. Now, why would somebody want to remove themselves from public record? We just talked about it at the beginning, right? For privacy and litigation purposes. If nobody if you get sued, the first thing the lawyer is going to do is do a search of what you own. If they come back with the search, like, oh, he don't own any assets, they're not going to take on the plaintiff's case because ain't no money in the case. But if they're able to search your name and see everything that you own, they're most likely going to push forward with litigation. Making money is amazing. Building wealth is amazing. But you don't want to have to build wealth twice. What are the pros of putting your property in land trust and removing yourself from public record? Well, a land trust has a few pros, right? Number one, it gives you anonymity, which is another word for privacy, right? If you put all your properties in a land trust, nobody will know that you're the owner of those properties. The second benefit is there is actually no state filing fees or transfer filing fees with a land trust. A land trust is a private agreement between you, the trustee, and the beneficiary, right? The state, you don't have to file any documents with the state. You don't have to pay any state filing fees for filing the land trust. Now, you will have to give the land trust to your county so they remove your name from public record, but there's no filing fees with the state, which is amazing because it's going to save you money, especially if you live in California. The third benefit is there's no tax returns. A revocable trust is not something that's filed with the IRS. So now you don't have to worry about filing a tax return for putting your property in a revocable trust, okay? The fourth benefit is ease of signing or changing ownership or beneficiaries. Again, a land trust is a revocable trust, meaning you can change it, update it whenever you want to. You don't have to file any paperwork with the state. Now, here's the fifth benefit, and this is major, okay? When you put your property into a land trust, you do not have to worry about what's called the due on sale clause, okay? And the due on sale clause simply states, if you transfer ownership of a property that has a mortgage on it, the mortgage company can say, hey, we didn't approve that. We're gonna make your mortgage due effective immediately. And if you can't pay it, we're gonna foreclose on your property and sell it to somebody else. So this is probably the biggest fear that people have when it comes to transferring their property into an LLC, because most people are worried about the due on sale clause, which is rightfully so, something to worry about, even though it has a really, 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 really low likelihood of actually happening, but it's still a fear. So those are the major benefits of setting up a land trust and putting your property into a land trust. Now, what are the cons? Right? They're pros, but they're definitely cons. And the major con that I found when I was doing my research about land trust is they don't give you any asset protection. Okay? Land trusts do not give you any asset protection. They give you privacy, but they don't give you asset protection. So if somebody was to sue you and they were to somehow get through the paperwork and find out that you're the owner of the property, or you're the owner of the land trust that owns the property, they can sue you and touch you. They can sue you, take the property, right? There is no asset protection when you set up a land trust. It is for privacy. So that is a major con that you need to consider if you're thinking about putting your property into a land trust, okay? Now, for the $1 million question, Carter, do you think that I should be using a land trust for either my property or my personal home, right? And my answer is this. I think there's a time and a place for a land trust, but it depends on your specific situation. And the reason I say that is because, like, yeah, you can put your home in their land trust, right? And now nobody knows that you're the owner of the home. But if you want to refinance, you're going to have some issues refinancing, right? So it just really depends on your specific situation. I want you to be able to think about all the things that could happen in the future, right? Now, my personal opinion, like what Carter Cofield's going to do, I'm going to stick to putting my property in LLCs. Why? Because LLCs give you privacy and asset protection. So If I buy a piece of real estate and I do a quick claim deed to put that piece of real estate into an LLC, and then I make my holding company the owner of that LLC, I now have two layers of privacy and two layers of asset protection, right? And yes, I might have to worry about the potential due on sale clause, but like, it hasn't happened to me yet, and it's an extremely low likelihood it's gonna happen. And I would rather, like, I think it's more likely for you to get sued than you to have to worry about the due on sale clause. So for me, I would rather put my property in LLC, okay? Guys, I hope this was a great episode. I hope you learned something. Please let me know in the comments below. Are you going to set up a land trust? Was this video helpful? I had to do hours of research for this 13-minute video. So I really hope it was helpful for y'all. And I'll see y'all next time. Peace.